So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince. Game time. Venomous show.
Hey, it's time to play this game on the Venomous show.
You sound like you're hosting a like $1 million money drop style. Yeah.
This is the most unenthusiastic game show host impression that I've done.
Have you seen Price is Right?
Like,
with
the show?
Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
He's pretty unenthusiastic sometimes. I was actually watching that today.
Really?
Yeah, I saw, what's the other one? Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, is that still on?
Well, there's a new version of it.
Oh.
With Wayne Brady.
Oh. He's better than Drew Carey, probably.
Yeah, they should just swap that AVI.
Wait, what?
Between the two shows.
They should swap?
Yeah, that AVI.
What is that from?
What do you mean? I'm just saying that they should change places.
Right. But I don't think Drew Carey would be good at Let's Make a Deal.
I mean, who cares?
Okay, right. Well, they should make that deal then.
There was one girl on there who was so dumb. She got called
How
down.
How dumb was she?
She got called down the first time.
Yeah.
And she didn't make it up on stage.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, she got called down. And
yeah.
Then she had 6 chances to get up there.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Way to not know the prices of things.
Yeah, and she made, like, really dumb guesses.
Yeah.
It was like, for instance, the last chance she had, she was going last, right? So pretty good chance to get up, right?
Right.
The first chick goes 700. Or no, first woman went 400.
What's the product?
I don't know, a train set or something? No, that's not right.
Was it like $800?
No. I forget what it was. But the point is, first person is 400.
Okay.
Second person bids 700.
Okay.
Third person bids $1.
Okay.
She bids $350.
Wait, that's horrible.
I know.
It's the worst idea.
Yeah.
She's like, I have a really good feeling that this thing costs $350.
She had a weird name, too.
What was it like? Sandra?
No, it was like Joe Deniferous, or I don't know.
Sounds like an adjective.
Yeah. Alright, so help me come up with a name for my NASCAR team.
Who's on the team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fancy NASCAR team, so it changes from week to week.
Oh. Who's in the league?
Who's in the league?
Yeah.
I don't know, just a bunch of people. You want to be in the league?
I mean, no, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, all you gotta do is pick some drivers, man.
But how do I know which ones are good?
There's, like, statistics.
So this is kind of like predicting the weather.
No.
How is it different? Give me 5 reasons why it's different.
No.
Okay, well, so you don't know, it's just people on the internet who's in the league?
No, it's people I know.
Oh, okay. People you know through the internet.
No, people I know from real life.
What's their username?
Stop sanding your microphone.
Never.
I don't,
yeah, what's their username?
I don't know. I only know one other team name, and that's Vortex Theory.
That's not bad.
That's really good.
It's really good?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that good.
No, it's good because... Alright, so you know Darryl Waltrip?
I've heard of him.
Okay, he has this theory, the vortex theory.
Oh.
That when the cars are racing at full speed around the track in a circle, it creates a vortex that keeps rain away from the racetrack.
It's like a tornado or something?
It's just a vortex.
More like a vortex, yeah. Okay. That's a theory. Well, more of a... more of a... a stupid idea.
You never know.
I mean, we should... I mean, has he tested it?
He goes to the race every week.
Does it rain ever?
I mean, yeah, it rains. But a lot of times whenever it starts raining, it's when the, you know, they're under caution.
Don't they go under caution because it's raining?
Right. But a lot of times they'll go under caution for some other reason, and then it starts raining.
But has it ever started raining... like, before they, you know, while they're going at full speed, not under caution?
I mean, yeah. But it's more often that it happens whenever they're under caution.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's...
anyway, we're getting away from the topic here.
Really?
Yeah, what should my team name be?
Oh, right. Fast Five.
Okay. Done.
Yeah. I only need one option. No.
Alright. That's settled.
No further discussion warranted.
Yep. Hey, so what's up with you and this girl?
I'm gonna need you to be more specific.
You know who I'm talking about. The girl who's always all over you.
I know which girl you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know which you you're talking about.
You. You, Ben.
Actually, I don't, though. No, the first one.
Sure you do.
I guess I have a guess.
All right, well, whatever. We'll talk about it during the break.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so...
Who's the I in that sentence? Yeah. I really thought you were gonna say the next one.
I don't remember where that's from.
It's from... really?
Yeah.
It's from Arrested Development.
I don't remember the context.
No, don't be ridiculous. He's not seducing me. I'm seducing him.
Oh, yeah.
I in that sentence. Me. You? Her.
Okay, yeah, I remember. Remember that? I've seen that one in a while.
This. Yeah. So, how about the fact that no movies come out in January?
No, that's not true. What about, The Green Laughter or whatever?
That's not even... it's not even funny.
Okay, well, bad job by them, then.
Well, yeah, I heard that was okay.
They're all coming out on DVD, that's what's happening.
The good ones? What's all coming?
Like, movies that you wanted to watch last year?
Right.
They're all coming out on DVD.
What if you've already seen them?
Well, then don't watch them. You know what just came out?
No.
Death Race 2.
Is that direct to DVD?
Yeah.
So, I haven't seen it.
Right.
I thought they already did a 1998 sequel to that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're working their way back to that.
Okay.
So, okay, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
See, because they really just blow their load with good movies in December.
Right, I know that.
Because of the Oscars.
Right.
In January, they ran out, and now they're waiting for the summer to make all the blockbusters.
I mean, I know. I'm just saying, I mean, the movies that come out in December...
You gotta wait for February for My Bloody Valentine 3D2.
Are you serious?
I don't know, I made that up.
Yeah, 6D. I mean, I know we talked about this before, but this whole 3D thing is so annoying.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
I mean, because they only show a lot of these movies in 3D now.
Well, fine, I won't watch them. I saw an ad for some movie yesterday that was conceived and shot in 3D. Like, I think it was this new James Cameron movie. Like, he was having a 3D thought, and he's like, oh, why don't I make a movie about caves?
Oh, wait, he's making a movie about caves?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's in 3D.
Great. But, I mean, you know, that just shows how much of a visionary he is, because most people only think in 2D, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go to break.
All right.
Get a hold of yourself.
All right, I got it. We're up. Everything's fine.
Yeah. So anyway, haven't you noticed that whenever you're at a party, this girl is always just like all over you?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Maybe it's not hard to say.
She just thinks that you're so funny.
Well, who doesn't think that?
I mean, no one really. But
what a cool thing.
She just can't get enough of you.
Yeah. Well, are you sure about that?
I'm like 83% sure.
I think that's an increase from last time.
Really?
Last time you said 70.
I don't remember any last time.
You said 70, like 2.1 or something like that.
When did I say that?
I don't even remember.
Well, I remember whatever, yeah.
Way too specific.
Every time I see her, I just get more and more sure, because she's just all over you.
Uh-huh. Well,
I think you're her type, too.
Yeah, you said that before.
Really? Okay. I don't even remember talking about this.
Jesus Christ. Alright,
Well, apparently we're not covering any new ground here.
Yeah, well, you know. That's also not an exception. What was I going to say? Well, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of late now.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, I don't really have a good answer for that.
No, it wasn't a question.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that.
Right. Without coming to a conclusion.
I mean, I guess just next time.
Yeah. So, right.
Back burner.
Back burner.
Yeah.
Sounds painful. I swear to God, I've made that exact joke on this show before. like 40 episodes ago or something.
I can't believe we're on like 68 or 69. I don't even.
That's, you know, whatever. I mean, we're behind. I mean, we're right on schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, have you noticed there's a similar situation going on with you?
There is?
Yeah. Whenever you go to a party, there's always this girl who's all over you.
What girl?
You know, like, Yeah, that's it. I think that's her name.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
So?
I think maybe I'll go out with her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to ask her out.
Yeah? Yeah? Oh my god, are you doing it on air? Can we get the marriage cam going here? Surprise!
I think she's at work.
You don't think she listens to it at work?
If
you were a radio personality, would you take advantage of it in this way?
I don't know.
To, like, get messages to your friends or whatever?
No, I mean, I think I would just call her on the air.
Oh, right. Okay, but, like, what if you were already married?
Actually, I think I'd be more likely to call her on the air if it was, like, you asking her out.
Right. Your own girlfriend.
No. Someone else.
Okay, so who's the her in that sentence?
I don't know. Anyone.
But, what was I going to say? Okay, what if you were already married and you needed some, like some olive oil from the grocery store.
I would totally do that.
Yeah. I'm saying not calling her on the air. Just say it.
Just be like, yo, can you pick up some bread on the way home?
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
I mean, other than influencing presidential elections, that's pretty much the main perk of having a radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you mentioning all this to... in preparation for our potential move to terrestrial radio in 2011, 2012?
Well, I've always been thinking about options, you know?
Yeah.
Terrestrial, extraterrestrial. I don't know any other prefixes. Super terrestrial. Did you know that there are such things as giant Smarties?
That sounds kind of disgusting.
Also, mega Smarties.
Is this like a Swedish thing or something?
Also, did you know that the... Well, maybe I'll just ask you.
Are they called something else in someplace else?
No.
Canada?
In Canada?
I think they're called something someplace else in Canada. Something else, I mean.
Like, Intelligenties?
No, they're called like something completely different. Like, Wangface or I don't know.
Yeah, that's about right. Okay, but anyway...
Do you want me to look it up? Should I look it up?
No!
Okay!
The question is...
We need to get, like, an intern to look things up for us.
Yeah, that's so true. We just say, you know, pick me up some bread. And then he'd find out the name of Smarties in Canada. Anyway, my question is, what company makes Smarties?
Necco?
The answer is you're wrong. Well, that's not quite the answer. The answer is it's just like the Smarties company. Like, they don't make anything else other than like different kinds of Smarties.
I didn't know there was different kinds of Smarties.
Neither did I. I've only ever
Smarties
seen...
Smarties are real fucking good, though.
They're good, yeah. I mean, but I only ever get them on Halloween. I only ever get that kind. And in that size, you know, like the roll of 10 or however many, you know?
They're so awesome, though.
I mean, yeah, they're good.
Wait, aren't Mega Smarties just the same thing as, like, Mentos?
Oh, really?
I mean, think about Mentos. Aren't they just giant Smarties?
No, they're, like, minty, aren't they?
I mean, I think that's just the effect of making it larger.
And calling it Mentos.
I guess.
It's just the advertising. But there's also... Smarties lollipops, but they're called something really stupid, but I forget what it is.
Maybe that's what they're calling Canada.
Oh, that would just be really stupid. I'm just surprised that Smarties hasn't been like acquired by some other candy company, you know?
Apparently Necco is being bought out by somebody.
What do they make? Necco wafers, that's it, right?
Yeah, and like all kinds of shit, like Peeps or something, I don't know.
They make Peeps?
I don't know, they make, like, a ton of shit.
Really? Okay. Weird. I hope the government, you know, busts some trusts here.
Well, Comcast and NBC are merging now.
They're going ahead. They've been given the go-ahead.
Cable Town.
Yeah. I mean, so what does this mean for us?
Well, according to the TV, it means that I'm going to get more shows the way I want them.
Well, that sounds like a win-win.
Yeah.
What if the way you want them is less shows?
I don't think there's really a way.
Yeah, you know, more shows, less shows.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I don't use Comcast, you know?
Well, good.
I mean, I guess by watching NBC now, I'll be, I don't know, supporting the Comcast.
Comcast is horrible.
I mean, that's what everyone says.
I get to Fios.
What?
Wish I had Fios.
What are you eating?
My finger.
Dude, get that out of your mouth.
I'm trying not to do.
Man, that's mine. Anyway, yeah, everyone, I've yet to hear a different opinion about Comcast than it sucks.
Yeah. But they figured out that it doesn't matter what people
right.
think.
Right, because they're just a monopoly.
As long as you, like, do that and just have lots of ads with Cal Ripken.
And just, like, go into areas where you're the only provider.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You got enough money to buy NBC.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, their business model works. Anyway.
So, good times.
Good times at Comcast High.
See you later.
Bye.